This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meanwhile, you want to get to your Boston Bruins, Keith?
Yeah, sure do.
I mistakenly said yesterday, it was pointed out to me when I said this on the air, that there is a roster freeze throughout the NHL. That is incorrect. Technically,
no.
Trades can be made right now in the NHL.
So I was Keith, lied to?
You're allowed to do, well, not in hockey.
By you?
No. Well, yeah, that was me.
Right? No, I thought I'd heard that somewhere else as well. I thought they were like, oh, Four Nations, then there's a roster freeze.
So you're allowed to make transactions. You're allowed to make moves. Trade deadline is coming your way in early March. So either way, it's right around the corner. Let's put the Bruins on the clock and give you our thoughts on what the Bruins should do, and then we can get back into Alex Bregman. I forget. Who went first last time? Did I go first last time? Did you go first last time? You want to go first here?
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right, take it away. Keith, you're the Bruins insider.
All right.
Why don't you
put me on the clock,
Nick. Put Rich Keefe on the clock. 60 seconds, please, Nick.
All right, trade deadline coming up on March 7th, but no time like the present to make some moves for the Boston Bruins. The first thing I'm going to do, and this may surprise you, I'm going to trade Brad Marchand. I know you might be shocked by this. He has a limited no-trade clause, 8 teams on that list, so there are plenty of other suitors out there. I don't know if Edmonton's on that list or not. That's one place I think you could send him. And I'm not just trading him because he said I should be fired. I'm trading him because he's in his walk year on a team that's going to miss the playoffs, and he's really the only guy you can get something for. This team needs younger, good prospects. They also need centers, so I would look for some young centers on teams as well as many high draft picks as you can possibly get. So you got to trade Brad Marchand. I don't want to do it, but you got to move on from Trent Frederick as well. You've had a hard time getting a deal done with him. He's an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year, so you give up some toughness, but they need more turnover on this team. Speaking of turnovers, Zadorov, I get rid of him the best I can. I know his contract's an albatross. You might have to pay some of it, but I move on from him.
Wow, Zadorov, Frederick, Marchand, I didn't see coming. Yeah. That was one that was a real curveball there.
I didn't even get to my real hot point.
Well, you had 60 seconds. What were you doing with your time?
Fumbled it.
What was it?
You saved your hottest point for after the 60 seconds?
Now I'm not going to tell you.
What?
Wanted to play more minus Lowry. Thought he should play more.
You want to play him more?
Yeah, play the kids.
Yeah, no, that
play the young guns.
That belongs on the cutting room floor. There's no doubt about that. So the Bruins are on the clock at the trade deadline. What would you do? That was Keith in 60 seconds. Nick, why don't you put me on the clock here as well? All right, Bruins, trade deadline. Here's how I start. They should apologize to Rich Keefe. He's the number one insider in the sport. All apologies to Elliot Friedman. Show the man some respect. Be on the right side of history and hashtag stand with Keefe, which I know makes some people out there very, very angry.
That's true.
Brad Marchand, you can go pound sand somewhere else. I'm trading you for a first-round pick and a prospect to the highest bidder, best that I can get. That return should help jumpstart the rebuild for the Bruins. It's also going to save them some money on their astronomical tissue budget. Next up, I continue the fire sale. I trade Morgan Geeky, whatever isn't nailed down. I'm trading Trent Frederick for the best that I can get. And I call up whatever non-prospects the Bruins have in Providence, like Fabian Lysell. You can play minus Lowry more as well if you want to.
Good.
Then I'm going to ask Lindholm and Zadorov for my money back. Finally, I tie up loose ends. I suggest Don Sweeney contacts his real estate agent. Joe Sacco, your lease is up in September. And Razor, don't be afraid of our show.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's what I would say.
That's a good point.
To fix the Bruins at the trade deadline.
Yeah. Join the show. Talk to us a little bit.
I would add that.
I don't think you would agree with any of our plans.
I think he thinks
they're still going to win the cup.
Well, and you don't trade captains.
If you had to put him on the hot seat.
Even though the Bruins have done it a couple of times, he was on one of those teams.
NHL teams do it.
Yes.
They did it this year. So, I would say, how true do you think the reality will be to what we both sort of suggested?
I don't think the Bruins are going to do it.
Do you think they do anything?
Frederick's a goner.
Yeah, maybe it's that. My fear is it's going to turn kind of into a Red Sox type of deadline from the last couple of years where there's no real clear move because it is so hard to gain ground in the NHL as well as really significantly lose ground because of the loser points and things like that. Hard to really separate yourself. So with seven games to go, they're either going to be 2 points out of a playoff spot, tied for one. Even if they play well, they're going to be like in by like 2 points, 1 point. And so at that point, I think when the trade deadline hits, they're going to have like a 20-game sprint left until the end of the year. Are they going to really sell? I doubt it. Are they going to really buy? Probably not. I think Sweeney and Neely are like, all right, how do we just make the playoffs? But I don't think they're going to be really that much better for this year. And I also don't think they're going to be set up for the long term by any haul either.
No. So on Thursdays, high noon-ish, we like to put something on the clock,
that's
as
right.
We did today. Keith has his plan for the Bruins at the trade deadline. I have my plan for the Bruins at the trade deadline. You have yours out there. I already see these text messages rolling in. 617-779-7937. Thank God you guys don't have any power.
No.
Well, let's hear your plan. The floor is yours. We'll give you 30 seconds.
Get in here. No, 30 seconds is all you need.
It's not your show.
No.
It's our show.
Get in here.
Keith needed like 75, 80 seconds for his full plan. But we're going to
really fumbled that.
We're going to give you 30 seconds out there. If you have a plan for the Bees, we'll put you on the clock. Put your money where your mouth is. 617-779-7937. We'll also get back into our Red Sox expectations. How much does this alter your expectations for the Sox? We'll do that coming up. Where would you hit Bregman, Keith? Because I like him second. I like Duran, Bregman, set the table, get those two guys on for your bigger bats. I've seen a lot of lineups where you hit Devers second, Bregman hits third. No matter what, you're going to have lefties back-to-back in this lineup. You're
Lineup is out.
You're super left-handed, Evan Drellick.
Stop what you're doing.
I would have Bregman there.
I would hit him closer
to the top of the order, and I would hit him after Durant.
A lot of the projected lineups from yesterday, like just for funsies, had Devers hitting second. And a lot of teams have their best players hit second over the last several years. And you can make the case that Devers is still their best hitter. He's certainly their best power hitter, but I'd have him hit third as well, talking about Devers. So I'd go Duran, Bregman, Devers, and depending on who you're facing and kind of what bullpen they have, I might even continue the righty-lefty stagger and have Story hit fourth until he gets hurt.
I was going to say, what do you do in June?
Well, then I flip him, and maybe you have another bat at that point. Maybe one of these young guys is playing or whatever. And then after that, it doesn't really matter. You can put Abreu and Rafaela and Connor Wong in any order you want at the bottom. But yeah, I think Bregman and Devers, we'll see. I mean, remember when Ortiz and Manny first played together, it was Manny hitting third and Ortiz hitting fourth for a while. Then they flipped that, I think, the next year. So maybe that's something Cora will tinker with, those two guys.
So where does Bregman fit? On the diamond, in your lineup, you can jump in, 617-779-7937. The floor is yours to put the Bruins on the clock. How would you approach the trade deadline?